manuals.
Oh, is that it?
I took the whole top off.
Good to know.
Maybe what I should do is...
Sometimes as your conscience watch the basketball game. It's the craziest technology.
Okay, it's 9 o'clock and we've got a quorum. We're going to start the meeting.
I think Linda probably wants to take a call, so she knows who's here.
Christopher Allen.
Here.
Marie Cohen.
Present.
Don Jay.
Here.
Jim McGuire. Diane Michaels.
Here.
Max Mitchell.
Here.
Michael Richards.
Present.
Lloyd Carter.
Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Get that?
Mr. Jay?
Yes.
I'll second.
I'd like to switch the order of the agenda, if I could, and move Olympian Drive West Extension up and move the resolution down. Just switch those two.
Okay. Can we have a problem with that?
No.
Okay. All in favor of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're back to the county township and motor fuel tax claim for February.
Minutes. Number four.
Let me put it in the Okay. We need approval of the minutes for January 4th, 2013. Nice. And it gets second.
I did.
Okay, Richard second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, public participation.
Nope, we're good.
No public participation. We're going to check our county and township motor fuel tax claim for January 2013.
Move to receive place on file.
I'll second.
We move and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Next thing is the county engineer's report. Lincoln Avenue right-of-way acquisition from MAC. And I guess you'll be doing that.
Yeah, just for those who don't know me, my name is Bill Gray. I'm the Urbana Public Works Director, and Jeff and I and Dave actually just thought it'd be good to update the Highway Committee as to kind of the status of the project and just a little background. Most of you know the Lincoln Avenue project is an important component piece to the Olympian Drive extension, and we had a variety of alignments that were under consideration.
I remember this map.
Sure. Yeah, the color.
How do
you forget it? So, anyway, the collective wisdom was to go on what's called purple alignments, and I don't want to confuse things as to all the other alignments, but so our consultant, Hanson Engineers from Springfield, has been working diligently on the purple alignment. Just in the last couple of weeks, they completed an update to what's called a location study or like a project design report, and that was submitted to IDOT for IDOT review. The project, just to give you folks a little update on latest costs, we're pleased to report that the Olympian Drive components to the project, as we're into the completion of the preliminary design, those numbers are coming down. And why that's good news for this project is for this reason. This is still a $3.6 million project. It's about a mile long. It currently ends by Saline Court. which is kind of an industrial area in Urbana. And between there and the new Olympian Drive up here is about a mile stretch, okay, of pavement. And like I said, it's $3.6 million. We're trying, in this chart here under what we call Project X. I'm just going to talk about the funding. Right now, we have COOTS has programmed $1.4 million in surface transportation program dollars. It's like MAP 21, you know, highway bill money. And the balance would be split between the two local agencies. We have an existing county-city agreement that talks about splitting those local funds. Up until a month ago, though, that local match was about $1.1 million each, $1.1 million city, $1.1 million county. But with these new revised numbers that I'm providing today, actually Hansen is providing today, it's very likely that there'll be leftover Illinois Jobs Now money. That's the state public works pot of money that we receive, $5 million. With these new numbers now, there's at least $500,000 that could be directed toward this project to lower our cost and county cost, okay? But we have to go through a little bit of a process, and that is ultimately the IDOT, Secretary of Transportation, we have to approve it. Typically, we get our state legislators to support such a transfer of money. And IDOT is acutely aware of the nexus of this project is very important with the Olympian Drive project, so we don't think that would be an issue to transfer any unspent Illinois Jobs Now money to go toward the Lincoln Avenue project. So right now, our share would be around $850,000 rather than $1.1 million, so that's a good situation. I'll let Dave and Jeff talk more about the Olympian Drive, but my role today is just then to give you a little bit of a kind of update of where things are. The property owners, and I'll refer to them as MAC. The SM, I'm not sure what MACC stands for, but it's the old university asphalt. It's a conglomerate of ownerships here, and they own a lot of this land up here.
You mean the industrial?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, right. And so right where Lincoln Avenue dead ends, okay, we would be extending then the Lincoln Avenue straight along here and then curve along what's called the purple alignment. And these folks own this piece of land here, this green shading. And they've already approached us to say, hey, we'd like to maybe accelerate. We know you're interested for right-of-way purposes, the sale of this land. Even though we're not ready. Again, the construction cycle here is really FY16. So what that means is we really wouldn't start work till July of 2015, so we're still a few years off. And we're not in a position necessarily today to buy the land, but we would like to update you in that we would like to enter into maybe a sales contract to buy the land like in 2015. For Lincoln Avenue right away. What's happening is that they have a buyer of about 6 acres of land right here. We wanted to establish this new property line, if you will, a right away line. That's part of it. And there's also been an interest in land that they own over here, which is an irregular shape, to sell it also. So we would be taking kind of the middle portion. There's a little sliver here that would be part of this new lot, and in this irregular shape, there's an interested party that might want to buy that. So it's kind of an irregular shape. It's by a creek here that drains a lot of the North Champaign area. It's a tributary of the St. Lean Branch, so we would buy kind of this creek area to what would be a new west property line here. And maybe to blow up this even further to show you what we're doing here.
Bill, how much is that? How many acres?
About 7.2. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right. Excuse me. Here, I can grab this. So Jeff and I have started to have discussions with a representative from MACC, and with our attorney, we're working out a sales contract. We haven't really got into the details of the actual value of the land at this point, so we have no discussions with you to talk about that right now. But we just wanted to give you an update that we're a little ahead of ourselves, but still It's land we need to buy for the new Lincoln Avenue, and we're going to start those discussions, negotiations in earnest here very soon. And if you had any questions, fine, but just wanted to give you kind of the update of the kind of the phase one aspect of the preliminary engineering is completed. Hanson is poised to go to that next level on this one-mile stretch of road. The cost estimate, again, although preliminary is still in that $3.6 million range, the county-city portion now, which was around $1.1 million, appears that we'll be able to get it to $850 because of the refinement of costs for the Olympian Drive projects. The Project A, the Apollo to Lincoln portion, and the far west end out to Duncan. So,
so are you looking to use some of that extra money to purchase this property?
Actually, at this point, it could be used. We don't have it right now.
Right. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here.
It could be used for land acquisition, yes. However you want to take that $850,000 portion, you know, yes, it could be used for land acquisition.
Because that's almost $100,000 right there at today's price.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, yeah, we just, they kind of approached us more than we approached them because they want to secure the property lines for the roadway so that they can start to negotiate with their buyer on that piece of property. So this is a request to kind of get this locked up in a sales agreement so that at such time as I have not budgeted motor fuel tax money for this project, and this year Bill has not either.
Yeah,
sure. We don't have any IJN money, so there's really no money to put towards right-of-way, but if we could get it kind of secured, it would help our cause. And obviously, we're not poised to move ahead with North Lincoln Avenue until Olympian Drive gets approved, and we're going to move ahead with that. So we don't want to stick our necks out and pay for something that we're not 100% sure we'll get, you know, built in 2016.
Yeah.
So what kind of contingencies do you put in a sales contract?
Well, we ultimately would lock in a price, like per acre or something, a number, and then probably a, for lack of a better word, a percent increase per year just to reflect inflation or what have you. So it might be 2-3%.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'd like to see the deflation. It probably won't be a deflation, though. But anyway, those are the two key components. So there'll be a five-page or whatever agreement, where the parties agree in principle to a cost per acre plus some adjustment, you know, because if we lock in 2013, but we buy in 2015,
sure.
Jeff, has the, we have been discussing the ICC situation with Olympia Drive. Have we heard anything from the judge or the arbitrator on when he's going to hear the plaintiff, so to speak?
There was a
argument,
a quick status hearing earlier this week for the administrative law judge to make rulings on a number of objections that the interveners had objected to during our testimony. He basically ruled throughout every objection and ruled in favor of everything that we had testified for. There's another status hearing set for March 14th, I believe, to get a small amount of information that wasn't presented by the consultants. And he has told the interveners that within 30 days after that, so the April 14th, they need to be prepared to put on their testimony. So we're looking at middle of April. Then the ALJ has to take all that information, make a ruling.
Right, that could take a while.
And then that ruling goes to the Illinois Commerce Commission, and then the Illinois Commerce Commission is the one that actually makes the order.
Just for information purposes, Jeff and I have been discussing this now for a while. Just to let you know, there were deadlines that we all knew about. But because this is in adjudication, that deadline will be pushed back, if I remember correctly, as this litigation continues. So we don't have a deadline until the final determination.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the majority of the money for the project, $9 million or whatever the number is, eight-something now, I guess, from the ICC, for the railroad bridge on the Illinois, on the Olympian Drive, is coming from the Illinois Commerce Commission. Although that money is programmed in this fiscal year, which means by June 1st or July 1st, I guess, that money needs to be programmed and ready. The Illinois Commerce Commission has given us, you know, indication and that, you know, if their process is mm-hmm. what pushes it beyond that date, that money would just roll over into the next fiscal year. So if we were the ones holding up the project for right-of-way negotiations or environmental issues, maybe they wouldn't be so kind in doing that. But if it's their process that holds it up, which ultimately it will be, then that money will still be available in the next fiscal year.
Okay, Korea.
Jeff, what do you want from us at this point? I mean, do you just want general consensus that it's okay to proceed along this line, or do you want to actually talk dollars?
No, no, we don't. We haven't even talked dollars with Matt yet, so there's no reason to talk dollars here. Just a general consensus and a knowledge by you guys of what's going on, because this could hit, you know, might be in the papers, it might be in public coffee shops. We didn't want you guys to be feeling kind of like you weren't aware of what the situation was.
I mean, I guess my take, it's no secret we're going to acquire the land eventually anyway.
Right.
It doesn't cost the county anything to enter into a contract. If it smooths the process down the road, that's fine with me.
That's all.
You know, when did you say we're paying for this? Did you say still fiscal year 2015?
Yeah, actually, the money's available FY16. Which is July 1 of 2015.
So it could be our 2015 budget year.
Our 2015 budget. Yeah, I'm much more worried about the local match. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Al, did you have something else?
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to update where everybody is on that ICC situation so that they know that we're not going to be caught flat-footed when that deadline comes along.
And you'll see in this flow chart or this chart that Bill gave you here, yeah, we have talked from the very beginning about Olympian Drive being a no cost to the county, and it's still that way. It's actually gotten a little bit better. The preliminary cost estimates were higher than, you know, what they've come to be now that they've really dialed in the quantities and the project and so forth. So that's really good news.
Okay. Was this just for information only?
Yeah. Dan, have a question.
Just one thing, that if we are looking at talking to this group and putting some sort of contract together, whether it has money or not, I think we need to just be careful of what's in it, I guess, and I'm sure you guys will do that. But right now, ground is very expensive. Who knows what will happen in the next couple years? So as we look at percentages of increases and things like that, I think we need to be careful what we tie it to, because it actually could do, you know, like housing. It was way up there, now it's dropped. And I don't know that farm ground will drop that much, but, you know, that maybe first right of refusal or something like that might be something to think of, too. And, I agree we're going to need to buy it. I just want to be really careful. And if we can use that other money to do it and not take any more out of what we have for other projects, I think that would be a prudent thing to do.
Yep, we'll do our best to get it at a fair price.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Now, I don't know if everybody's aware, and it's probably the new members on the board. In both agreements, whether it be Olympian Drive or Lincoln Avenue, the city of Urbana is the lead agency on the project,
right. But
I have been appointed as the negotiator for the right-of-way. So they draw up, I do the negotiations, their legal team, or they've been actually outsourcing some of their legal team, is doing the actual legal work on the paperwork for this. So the state's attorney is not involved in it. Now, the only time the state's attorney would be involved is if we have to go to condemnation on something, and they draw up the work for that. I know, cover your ears, John.
Sure hope it's less than $35,000 an acre.
Why would you think it'd be?
I mean, it's out there.
Good luck on that.
I mean, that number
just
blew my mind when I looked at that number.
I'll wait till we get to the next discussion.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah. My thought exactly.
So, is it normal for Urbana to take both sides, even if it's an area in Champaign, on Champaign side?
This is only in Urbana.
This is Lincoln.
Do you mean Olympian Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little unusual. I mean, there's typically one lead agency, but it involves three agencies. And so we just kind of arm wrestled, and I lost. And
so this isn't positive.
So
now what happened, Bill? You're moving forward with Lincoln Avenue, so there won't be a drive, no matter what happens.
Oh, I don't know about that.
If some hiccup comes along, you guys are going to hold off on Lincoln until we're sure there's something that would tackle.
We don't want to just shoot people out in the middle of nowhere.
We've been talking about that for a while.
Let's not go there.
About shooting people out where there's nobody.
Yeah, it's a domino effect.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the contingencies.
Well, I'm sorry I'm late, but there wasn't some part of the conversation I missed where Olympia Drive isn't still moving forward.
Well, it's in adjudication right now.
Okay, but it's still part of
at the ICC. Process. So okay. One never knows anything when it comes to.
And there's a chance, because the administrative law judge has thrown this out, as a chance that when he makes his order for Olympian Drive, that he may order that both projects need to be complete before they're open, which means Olympian Drive attaching to Lincoln Avenue. Because
so what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, Olympian comes first. But his thought, the ICC believes that their whole, process goes back to safety and getting people across railroad tracks safely. And he believes that if we build the bridge and bring them across safely and put them onto a small township road with nowhere to go, that maybe he may be overstepping his bounds in safety. So there may be a ruling that both projects need to be complete before they're open. We don't know that, but there may be.
2016?
Mm-hmm.
When you say Olympia, you mean Project A Project C.
Project A.
Correct.
Project A.
A is Apollo to Lincoln, and C is that out by SDM.
We'll be talking about C later, but A and X are really the two we're talking about.
And
right
X
now.
Is
a Lincoln Avenue.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure we're not talking about my favorite little spot there.
Burrell Pit. Have we purchased the land for that Burrell Pit yet?
We haven't agreed price for sale.
What's that?
We haven't agreed price with the Heimberger.
And that's going to be sitting where? And then how big is that? What is that, 30-some-odd acres?
No.
16 acres?
Yeah. It's a little bit hard to see, but it's kind of this piece right in here, and the Burrell Pit would be kind of in this area here.
Is that the only Burrell Pit?
Well, no. There's one over here.
It's a second one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the other side of the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm. West side. Mm-hmm.
How far? Is it south or north of the bridge?
Right. South. Yeah, it's right here.
And the bridge is going to go right up over
right
the green line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how many acres is that?
That's already, Dave, you guys already have that, right? The Burrell Pit on the west side of the tracks is already, they've had that.
It's already taken care of.
Yes. Okay.
Any more discussion?
No. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Sure.
The next thing is Olympian Drive or West Extension right away.
Yes. Okay. Olympian Drive's West Extension right away, and that's why. A big reason why Dave Clark came today, because that's on the City of Champaign side of the Olympian Drive project. This piece of the project has often got overlooked because everybody's been so focused on the piece we were just talking about over the railroad tracks. But this has indeed always been a part of the planning process to hook up Olympian Drive all the way from Duncan Avenue over to Lincoln Avenue. And you guys have got a small copy of this, but I blew it up and passed it around so that you can see it a little bit better. But this is the westerly extension from out there by St. Thomas More, Clearview subdivision going over to the west to hook up with Duncan Avenue, Duncan Road. The consultant's been working on the plans. We have always plan to continue with this project in the same time frame as Project A would be built. It would be an extension there, two lanes, although we're purchasing the right-of-way for four lanes, as we are throughout the entire corridor, and then doing an intersection improvement there with Duncan Road on the west end. So the property that we need to acquire there in the green that you'll see basically cuts through the middle of that 35 acres that the Lowe family owns on the west end. So
how did they do that?
Yeah,
right through the middle. Right through the middle of their property.
Right through the middle of it. So
I can give you a copy of the comprehensive plan if you want to figure out where else to go.
Now, is this also tied to the fact that they need to is this autonomous from the rest of Olympia Drive? You guys are going to finish this whether or not it goes, the Lincoln and Olympia Drive connect in Urbana?
Yeah, this end.
This is your project. This is the project you want to complete anyway.
Right. Okay. And this is another project that you'll see on the spreadsheet there that Bill gave you. Mm-hmm. Project C has the Illinois Jobs money and STU dollars. It's the third set of numbers there. It's about $2.2 million, of which $800,000 is coming from STU and about $1.4 million from Illinois Jobs now. No local money in the project for this piece of Olympian Drive either. But same kind of relationship. There's the city of Urbana is the lead agency. I'm the negotiator, and it's going to end up being Champagne's road when it's ultimately built. They're going to be the owner and the maintainer of the road. So we have three entities.
Can Urbana do that? Take care of the road?
It's kind of on the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah.
So we've been in negotiations with the Lowe family. And I think this is where Chris probably needs to make his motion.
I got a question first. Can you remind us what the status is of Duncan Road? Whose maintenance is it and what conditions it is?
Dave would know best of that.
The city of Champaign jurisdiction is just in the north abutment of the overpass. And then from then north, it's, I think, it's Hensley Township.
So do we have the same issue there that we have with the overpass? I mean, you're basically dumping people onto a...
It's a better road than Lincoln Avenue. There's no doubt it's better than the zigzag of Lincoln Avenue currently. But, yeah, it's a township seal coat road.
Who does the overpass? Is that IDOT? And is that – it's been a long time since I think I've driven up that road, so I'm picturing that as a pretty small road, but it may have been improved since the last time I was up there.
It's probably 20 feet, 18 to 20 feet oil and chip roadway. Mm-hmm. It's not –
that's way north.
It's not asphalt surfaced or with wide shoulders or anything of that nature.
But south of the bridge it is?
South of the bridge, does that become city of Champaign's jurisdiction?
Yes, the city is up through there. And there, it's mm-hmm. right now it's a surface treatment, oil and chip type.
It is still. Okay. Are there plans to improve that?
There's nothing in this 10-year CIP for that.
There's always been talk of taking Duncan over to 74. And I know that's way out there, but there's been talk of putting actual intersection in with 74 and Duncan at some point in the future. Those discussions have been, when they did that whole Muhammad Corridor thing, mm-hmm. right? That was part of the discussion of that.
Right. Long range planning show the extension of this intersection, and either does it come straight down over the existing location, or does it cross over a new interchange that's part of the long-term planning process that we have.
So in IDOT's long-term planning, there is an interchange contemplated up there.
Well, in the LRTP, but I don't know that IDOT necessarily has it in there.
I don't think IDOT has anything programmed
has
at this point,
the study
but
level
as far as QWOT's planning and City of Champaign planning, we've identified the need for a continued, it's called the enhanced fringe road arterial system, mm-hmm. and that would extend from this point on to the southwest, and there would be some sort of facility that would jump over the interstate there.
Okay. I would like to make a motion at this point, move that we enter into an executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 122 C5 to consider the purchase of real property used by Champaign County. Further move that the following individuals remain present: the county engineer, the county administrator, the recording secretary, and representatives of the city of Champaign and Urbana.
I'll second.
Second. Can we get a roll call?
Alex?
Yes.
Marion Cowart?
Yes.
Tom Jay?
Yes.
Jim McGuire?
Yes.
Diane Michaels?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Michael Richards?
Yes.
Lloyd Carter?
Okay, so.
Matt.
Yeah, you can keep that. You just need the per letter and the official IDOT appraisal.
And you just need to keep that.
Don't forget on the computer.
Okay, we're back in open session. Say, Matt.
I'll ask my question. Can you tell us about the utilities?
For project.
For the whole. From beginning to the end of
Northeast
and Lincoln.
I'm sorry, I didn't make
a question.
Well, Project C, the only utilities that we're aware of are coming north and south and down the road and a review of the plans. That's one of the things we're going to ask the consultant is if we can underground the, because this intersection work is going to require the relocation of a pole or two. So we're going to see what Ameren's response would be if we cast it to put that underground. Beyond that, there's a large transmission line that's coming diagonal through the whole tract here outside the project scope. That's not going to happen. I mean, the developer really initially was exploring that when they first looked at this site for development, and that was just cost prohibitive to do so.
That's fine.
That's that purple, the purple lines here.
Right, that's a large overhead transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, if you want to talk about it.
I was going to say, on Lincoln Avenue, at the intersection of Olympia Drive, there's a pole line, too, and previously it's going to be a little piece of poles overhead. But maybe for your information, when there's typically development now, subdividing for both cities, you know, as part of their subdivision ordinance, it's required all underground. There's also a pole line along the tracks, the central tracks, and with the bridge, that will be stay overhead.
Probably. Is there a limit on the size? These are transmission lines. Can they be buried?
You know, we've explored that quite a bit with the O'Brien project up on Cunningham Avenue, and literally what used to be Illinois Power at the time as we were discussing, they did not bury those sorts of transmission lines anywhere. They literally told us they did not have the ability, competency, or whatever to do that. So,
I think there are areas in the country where they've done that, but it's very,
absolutely.
Very expensive. It's
absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. So does that conclude our discussion on the Olympian Drive West Extension right-of-way? So the next item is a resolution for salary and estimated expenses for county engineer for 2013. And as you probably all know, it's a six-year contract that started, 2011. So this is the resolution to approve what's in the contract.
Move approval.
Second.
Thank you for discussing.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We have a copy of the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in there. Doesn't have a number on it, but it's in your packet folder right behind.
It doesn't have a resolution number.
No, they do that when it comes to the county.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
So that concludes.
Okay.
It's only one item, that item on consent.
Number eight.
Yep.
Okay, number eight. Okay, we got a,
Make a motion. I was just thinking about that. I'm like, who didn't adjourn yet?
Okay,
this is a little unusual for us.
Aye.
Yeah.
What's that?
We're on overtime.
We went over an hour, is that what you said?
Yes,
over
I have one too. What is this? I'm like, it only takes 30 minutes, guys.
We haven't had a meeting in 2 years. We've got to talk about stuff.
Have a good day, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering why you asked me that. Okay.
Oh, God.
I can imagine. See ya.
Have a great day.